Broadcasting from the ESPN Radio studios in Tallahassee, Florida, and in partnership with the JoeBucksFan.com podcasting network, this is the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast with Tom Lang.
Sunshine, rainbows, puppies. Not the Jerry the King Lawler puppies, like true, cute puppies. All things happy. That's the world of the Tampa Bay Lightning. What a stark difference it is to the message boards on JoeBucksFan.com. This is the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast, part of the JoeBucksFan.com podcasting network, presented all season long by our good friends at Bill Curry Ford. And that's what it is, Tampa. I don't know how much I have to say this week. How can you offer and improve upon perfection? 4 points were available to the Tampa Bay Lightning since we last spoke, and we grabbed not one, not two, not three. All four of those points. And are you surprised? I had a hunch last week that maybe a slump was coming, maybe kind of, sort of. The way we played Calgary, defensively irresponsible. I thought, okay, we're due. I mean, shoot, we haven't lost in regulation in the entire month of December. Maybe a slump is coming our way. And through a period against Edmonton, I thought maybe a slump was coming our way. And then you know what happened? The final 40 minutes of last Saturday's game in Edmonton happened. We dominated. We were like the vice grip in the movie Casino, locked on your temples until we crush your skull. And that's what we do. It's grotesque, but so is what we're doing to the NHL right now. We're not a perfect team, but we are the best team in hockey. They don't give away the cup in December for not losing in regulation in an entire month, even though we are two games away from potentially doing just that. Our last regulation loss in Tampa, November the 27th. I mean, good freaking Christmas. Speaking of that, I hope you had a wonderful holiday, and if that's what you celebrate, I hope Christmas was everything that you hoped it would be. It is for the Lightning. Every day is Christmas. A 6-5 win last night against the Philadelphia Flyers followed a very similar formula to last time we played Philadelphia. That time it was on the road up in the, I was going to say the nation's capital, but we'll go with the Revolution's capital. 5-1 lead that day. It was an afternoon game. 5-1 lead in the third period. The Flyers come storming back tight. We beat them 6-5 in overtime. And in this case, on a Thursday night for the nation to watch on NBC Sports Network, a 5-2 lead to begin the third period, whittled away in the span of 7:05. 5-5. Here we go to overtime, and we win it. Thanks again. They are tired in Philly of seeing 71-17, but it's a steal in the neutral zone by the Bolt father himself. Tony Cirelli does it again, finding his number one henchman, Alex Killorn. No, he may not be a Paisano. He may not be from Sicily, but he gets the job done. Off of the left-hand post, and in it goes. A wired shot from 17. We win 6-5 on a night that belonged to Nikita Kucherov and Steven Stamkos. The Joe Bolts Fan bump is a real thing. I said Stamkos needs to get going. His goals come in bunches. Well, guess what? Here are some numbers. I'm just going to keep rattling off numbers until I get tired, because there are a ton of numbers. Franchise records being set. Staggering point totals. The month of December has been nothing short of a rousing success. You look at the NHL standings. Okay, let's just get into it. In 12 December games, Steven Stamkos has racked up 14 goals. That is a new Tampa Bay Lightning franchise record, breaking a 13-goal mark held by both Nikita Kucherov and Marty St. Louis. Obviously legends of Tampa Bay Lightning lore. Nikita Kucherov, a 9-game point streak. Even that bad one he played against Calgary, another Joe Bolts Fan bump. He's looked phenomenal since that off night in Calgary. 9-game point streak, 19 points. He has 9 points in his last two games. He's the first Tampa Bay Lightning player in franchise history to put back-to-back four-plus point games together. 5 points up in Edmonton, 4 points last night against Philadelphia. Steven Stamkos and Nikita Kucherov in 12 December games have combined for 47 points. 26 for Kucherov, 21 for Stamkos, and the 14 goals, of course, for Steven. I said it last week. It remains true. I'll keep saying it. I'm going to get at least one more week out of this unless we fall on our face. Every team in the National Hockey League has at least 10 regulation losses. That is except for your Tampa Bay Lightning. We have 7. 7 times in 38 games has Tampa Bay walked away with no points. I award you no points. It's been said to us 7 times in 38 games this season. Truly staggering. We are on a point pace, talking about the standings, victories, to finish with better than 125 points in a salary cap era where, much like the NFL, the system wants everybody to be somewhere between below average to above average. Not great. We are great. The expectations are there, everyone. This is a cup or bust season. Cup or bust. Saw it last week on the splash page of the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast on joebucksfan.com, where I encourage you, join the conversation. It's a light one right now. Usually people fill up those message boards when they're angry, so I can understand why the conversation is light. But one listener of the podcast said far too much criticism in this week's podcast. Well, it was largely pointed at Nikita Kucherov, a little bit on the defensive effort too. But the standard is the standard. Listen, you know, if this is the 2015 version of the Tampa Bay Lightning, and I'm talking about them like I am last week, then maybe I am being a little too harsh. But let's be honest here. You see how good this team is. I don't know that they're historically great, but they're knocking on that door. And what do historically great teams need to do? Finish the job. Play with great consistency. Back in the 90s, when it was Jagr and Lemieux tearing up the league, they didn't play very many bad games. They just got outscored sometimes. They got unlucky sometimes, but they were always there. That's the thing about a player like Connor McDavid that we saw on Saturday. It's incredible how much offense one dude generates, how many high percentage chances, how many looks at the net he gets for himself, and how many looks he generates for his teammates. Connor could have been in on 6 or 7 goals on Saturday. That's how good he is. That's how good Nikita Kucherov is right now. That's how good Steven Stamkos is right now. Stamkos continues to score without playing on a line with Nikita Kucherov. I do understand last night his even strength goal. Primary assist was to number 86, but that's not his line mate. He plays with Palat and Gord. And that point, Kucherov and Johnson line looks like one of the best lines in the league right now. Have you also noticed that 86 has been so much better all season long at back-checking? I'm not saying that he was completely absent in his career, and sometimes he played better than others, but there is a true commitment to a 200-foot game. And I think part of the reason we're much better at that this year is because we have 4 lines of capable scorers, some more than others, of course, but let's just say it's a game. I mean, this has happened over the stretch of points in 13 straight. We're 12-0-1 in that mark. 12-0-1 in 13 games. There have been nights where it's Paquette and Ernie and Ryan Callahan, not Stamkos or Kucherov or Point. It doesn't stun you when you get a goal from Tony C or Killorn or JT Miller. If they score 3 of the 4 goals, if they're in on 3 of the 4 goals, I mean, damn. That is not breaking news. It's not a pleasant storyline like Louis Domingue winning a game. I mean, you can hear it in Rick Peckham's voice when our backup netminder is playing 12-13 straight and he makes some big saves. They almost sound like they are openly rooting for him as they would Rudy being on the field for Notre Dame. That's not the case with our offensive depth. To that end, Steven Stamkos described the feeling of playing for the Tampa Bay Lightning in 2018-2019. Last night on the bench after a win over the Flyers, he was talking to Brian Boucher of NBC Sports, and it sounded a little something like this.
What is it about this club that is different maybe from the teams that you've had here in years past that's allowed you guys to get off to this start?
It's just depth. This is probably the deepest team I've ever played for. Give credit to all the players that have come up throughout the organization that we brought in here. They fit the mold, and we've done a lot of winning, and we're looking forward to keeping that up.
What's the goal for you guys going forward as you're heading into the second half? John Cooper had made mention that maybe some of the competition that you play is going to be a bit stiffer. What do you guys have to focus on as you near the second half of the season?
We're going to get every team's best. When you're at the top of the standings, it's tough. It's not going to be easy, but like I said, we rely on our depth. We can throw four lines at you. We got great D, obviously great goaltending, and it's been a fun stretch right now. We want to continue that. We got one more at home before the new year, then we go out to a tough California trip, so we're looking forward to that challenge.
And it will be a challenge the rest of the year because he's right. The target is on the back of the Tampa Bay Lightning. More on what Steven Stamkos said in just a moment. Bill Curry Ford is now giving away a 65-inch television with every vehicle purchase. New general manager Sean Sullivan wants you to watch all the Bolts games and the NFL postseason in style. And enjoy a nationwide lifetime warranty on new and used vehicles at Bill Curry Ford. Just a mile north of the stadium on Dale Mabry Highway, the beautiful Bill Curry Ford showroom is always a great experience. Remember, save $12,000 on all F-150s this December. You only have a few days left, okay? Start shopping now at BillCurryFord.com. Stamkos is right. It is about the depth. I think you can have greater commitment to defense. I think you can have greater commitment to details when you don't feel the pressure to have to score three or four goals by yourself. And by that, I'm talking about a scoring line. If you're all somebody has, if you're Connor McDavid on Edmonton, where they are light on goal scores, think about that. The premier point producer in all of hockey, and he's kind of on an island. When you feel that kind of pressure, if you have to judge between saving 5 to 10% of your energy for the offensive zone or the defensive zone, which one are you going to spend it in? You're going to spend it in the offensive zone. Because I may play great defense, but that's not putting anything on the scoreboard, and we need to get to two or three if we're Edmonton. For Tampa, it can come at any time from all angles, and the power play is as potent a weapon as any that has been invented by our government in some time. We're pushing 30%. On the power play this season. That's crazy. We went 2 of 3 last night, I think it was. We scored in our first two. And when you get... I just feel bad for opposing teams. Try not to use a four-letter word here. But when you get in a position where we have sustained zone pressure, we are handling the puck, we have some time and space, and it's Hedman to Stamkos, back to Hedman, to Kucherov, across to Stamkos, back to Hedman, feeds it over to Stamkos, across for Kucherov, then down to Braden Point or Andre Palat, but it's coming back to that big triangle. Circle to circle, it's Stamkos and Kucherov. Up on the point, it's Hedman. It's a total cheat code. It's like having a cheat code in a video game. The goaltender has to be ready to push off to go to either post and be square at all times because the vision of the two guys in the circles is awesome, and Victor Hedman is pretty special at making a pass right in the wheelhouse of either player. It's all-time great. That is one thing I will say already that is all-time great. That power play inspires fear. It causes nightmares, and it's a lot of fun to watch. Aside from that power play, though, which is always going to be there and at least give you a couple of great scoring chances, if you are not depended upon to be all things offensively to a team, you could play in the defensive zone. I mean, you see Stamkos around our net almost as much as you do the opponent's net. His game offensively is not a Yanni Gourde game where he's going to get around to the dirty areas in the crease. So I'd say you might even see Stamkos around our goal more than you do theirs. It's a lot of fun to watch right now. There's a total commitment from this team, and the numbers are backing it up. Again, you don't want to have the award of being the greatest team ever assembled in the month of December. It doesn't do you any good. if we come up short this year, we're going to look back and say, oh, well, at least that December we didn't lose a game in regulation. No, it doesn't help us. But the way we're projecting right now, it just looks sustainable. Where we need to tighten up is defensively. The forwards are back-checking more, but we look a little slow-footed, and we look like we are not sorting out, or we don't have it sorted the way we want our top three pairs to look. We may play with seven defensemen as we get in a certain playoff series, but I don't know that we're going to do that. Chernak is in and out. Sergachev in and out. Coburn and Girardi. We're trying to keep everybody fresh, and there will be some growing pains along the way there, I think. But by the time we get into mid-March, early April, you got to know who your six are. And you got to know if you want to roll 12 deep on forwards or 11. I think we'll probably stick with 12 because of the aforementioned firepower. That we're averaging over four goals a game, and that's right, over four goals a game. 38 games played, 160 goals. While I didn't major in math, that's simple. Over four goals a game. You might want to stick with those 12 on the ice, and we have depth there too. It's a great place to be right now. I'm sure more injuries are on the way. It's just the way this thing works. I'm not trying to jinx us. JT Miller leaves the game last night. Saw Andre Palat double shifting. He was playing with the third line and with the Stamkos line. JT out with an undisclosed injury. Matthew Joseph may draw back in for tomorrow night's game against Montreal. Obviously, you saw Sergachev block a shot last night. And the inner defenseman in me, I didn't play a whole lot of competitive hockey, but I played enough to know that when you kneel down like that, that lower thigh, upper knee area is not padded. And so if a puck hits that, the only thing that's protecting you is your sock and your hockey pants, if that. So who knows how long he's going to be out. But we have the depth. We have the answers to absorb major injuries. Look at Vasilevsky. Look at Strawman, Hedman, etc. I'm going to lay it on you straight, guys. I mean, it's just a fun product to watch right now. There's not a lot of holes to poke. If you're looking for something to watch closely over the next couple of games, it's can we defend better? Can we defend with more consistency? If you're looking at the finals of the last handful of games, we lost 5-4 to Winnipeg, beat Vancouver 5-2, beat Calgary 5-4 in a shootout, 6-3 over Edmonton and 6-5 over Philly. So we're not defending all that well. If I have my numbers correctly, I was looking at Vasilevsky's game log since he's returned. I believe it's one game out of his first five since he's been back that we've held our opponent under 30 shots. In fact, we've had three with 38 or more. So do we get better in our own zone? How do we figure out our rotation? If it's the long game, the long approach you want to take a look at a 10-game span instead of night by night. How do we determine who our six are, and how long is that process going to take? Because I do think shuffling guys in and out and working with different D pairs is a worthwhile experiment in case we suffer injuries, but you're going to have some growing pains and coverage busts along the way. And then how do we handle a second road trip, a second left coast, west coast road trip within 3 weeks? So we play Montreal tomorrow night at Amalie Arena. It's a 7 o'clock listed start. Means the puck's going to drop about 7:10. Then on Monday for New Year's Eve, it's an 8 p.m. puck drop, an odd start time out of the Pacific Coast. But it's New Year's Eve, so it'll be 5 o'clock local against the Ducks. And then Thursday, it's against the Kings before next Saturday night, January the 5th, we play the San Jose Sharks. And that's an 11 p.m. puck drop. Good gracious. But we'll talk and react to how the West Coast trip has started, how we finished our little mini two-game homestand with the Montreal Canadiens. But it's how long can this go on? Can we finish the month of December without losing in regulation? It's a 13-game point streak. Will it be 16 by the time we talk next? We are going to get every team's best effort. That is the correct statement from Stamkos, and I'm glad that clearly it's in the players' mindset that don't pout if a team plays over its head against us. That is the respect factor of being the only team in the NHL with 60 points. That is the respect factor of watching the film and seeing that you can get beat by four goals in a heartbeat if you're not careful with Tampa. Think about it last night. That game is 2-1, tied up 2-2. Next thing you know, 5-2 Bolts. I mean, Philly was playing well. They were playing competitive hockey, fighting hard, and then we dominate the second period. Little stretch of time, Stamkos scores two goals, and it feels like this thing's, you know, getting out of hand. That's what teams are defending against when they play us. they're defending against embarrassment. How do we handle that moving forward? So no doubt we're the best team in hockey. That's a good thing as we hit New Year's. This is the final podcast of the 2018 calendar year, one in which I joined you guys on JoeBucksFan.com for the playoff run, and then obviously now for the first half of this season. And it has been a real pleasure. The feedback has been positive. Doesn't need to be. If it's honest, it's honest. But I love the feedback, and if you want to get involved, find me on Twitter, @_TomLang. And of course, if you're not subscribed yet and you're just listening to this for the first time on JoeBucksFan.com, football season's over and you want to catch up on Lightning Hockey, well, you can subscribe to us on iTunes, Podbean, Google Play, you name it. We're there. It's the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast. Just search that and you'll find it. But be sure and leave remarks on the splash page, wherever you want. Let's get the conversation going, because it's time for Tampa's real team to take a hold of the news cycle. And of course, make sure to tune in to the JoeBucksFan.com podcast network for all of the podcast products. They are so superior to the lowbrow, low-hanging fruit garbage Tampa sports radio that exists for the most part, that you will be pleasantly surprised at how much better your day is if you listen to true news coverage and analysis, like right here on the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast. We'll catch you in 2019. We'll see if the Tampa Bay Lightning can continue this point streak. I'm not going to bet against them right now. A slump is coming, but I'm just going to stick with the streak and ride the streak until it's over. Have a wonderful New Year's Eve. Please be safe, everybody. And again, thanks to our friends at Bill Curry Ford. We'll talk to you next Friday.